In the face of U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods, Loyalist Township is asking the federal and provincial governments to ensure municipalities are part of the coordinated Team Canada approach. The request was sent along with a letter of support from the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus for the action the governments have already taken. Council signed off on sending the letter at their meeting this week. The request calls on the Canadian and Ontario governments to remove any barriers for municipalities in choosing Canadian companies and services for capital projects or other supplies. The letter notes the importance of continuing to invest in infrastructure to provide stability, jobs, and to support the social and economic prosperity of communities now and into the future. Deputy Mayor of Loyalist Township and Warden of Lennox and Addington County, Nathan Townend, spoke about the work of the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus and noted the importance of working together going forward.
This is coming from the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus, who've been quite outspoken since the issue of tariffs, you know, have emerged. I think, and I'm sure the mayor will have comments. I won't speak on his behalf as head of council, but I can speak as the warden of the county. I think the approach that all municipalities are taking in close partnership with our various advocacy associations like AMO, like ROMA, like EOWC, is to try and work very closely with the provincial government in trying to leverage as much as we can leverage to support other orders of government in protecting our Canadian and indeed our Ontario economies. And I think all of us support that endeavor in principle.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted the difficulty for municipalities and why a Team Canada approach is so important.
It puts the municipalities in a little bit of a different spot because we do have to adhere to all the legislations and all the agreements that are still in place despite what's going on. So, but I believe this covers a lot of ground where we work with the province and the other levels of government to make sure that everything is set up so that we can work to the best for our residents and for the country.
According to data from the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, Ontario municipalities are expected to spend between $250 and $290 billion on infrastructure in the next 10 years. The letter also calls for the removal of all legislative barriers that impact the ability to buy local, including the removal of trade barriers between provinces. This would also include compensation for municipalities should there be challenges to buying Canadian. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.